As promised, we start hour number two by having a conversation with the driver of the number four Busch Light Ford Mustang for Stuart Haas Racing. He is the 2014 series champion. He is the 2007 Daytona 500 champ. 49 career cup wins, including 18 cup wins the last 4 years, and he is one of four drivers with a chance to win the championship on Sunday. The Ford EcoBoost 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway is this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC, so it is a big one. We are joined once again by Kevin Harvick. Kevin, good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, Kevin. So it's Tuesday. We're a few days away from the final race of the season Sunday. The title is on the line. What is the mood like for you and the team as you get ready for a big Sunday?
Well, right now I'm just trying to survive. It's really cold. We're on a media tour here in New York, and it's windy and cold. But, you know, I don't think that'll dampen the spirits of our team. We've had a great season of a lot of ups and downs, but, you know, the thing I like about that is, as a group, we've really battled together to put ourselves in position to get through the season and position ourselves to race for another championship. So we're going to enjoy the week and try to come out on top on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you up on that point, Kevin, in 1 minute. I want to get kind of a sense from you, though. When you're on a media tour and you've got the other members of the championship for Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, they're doing some media as well today. When you see each other, what's it like right now? I mean, does it feel a little bit different than it would before any other race? It must.
Yeah, you know, I always tell people there's different interactions, and I would view these as quality interactions just because of the fact that you're not in that competitive environment. So outside of that environment, you know, I think for the most part we all get along pretty well and have raced against each other for, you know, 15, 16 years. So it's, you know, right now everybody's having a good time, you know, doing the media stuff that we have to do, and the competition stuff will come on Sunday, and everybody will become a little bit more greedy and trying to do what they can to win a championship for their team.
Kevin Harvick joining us. You know, Kevin, if you go back from the Daytona 500 through Talladega, you led laps in three of those 10 races. So if I told you then that you'd be in the final four in November, what would you have said? For instance, would you have been surprised, or did you always know you'd get things going?
You know, that's a great question, because really the first half of the year we struggled to get our cars where we needed to be. We went through the summer, you know, leading laps, started winning races, and we're able to compete, but we were still very inconsistent. And, you know, I think as we've, you know, got into the playoffs in the last 10 weeks, we've performed more consistently. Texas obviously was a good weekend for us, and getting to victory lane and kind of put all the pieces together, and we're able to put a whole day together and win the race. So I would say before the playoffs started, I was a little bit nervous as to what the outcome was going to be because of the fact that we had so many inconsistencies throughout the season of good weeks, bad weeks, good weeks, bad weeks. And, you know, in the playoffs, we put it all together. We're consistent and we're able to position ourselves to go to Miami and race for another championship.
So obviously, Kevin, when you face a challenge, and it's been a challenging year, but when you face a challenge, obviously you're either going to learn or you're going to crumble. How much have you learned about yourself as a driver and about the team as a whole this year?
Yeah, you know, I think as a team, we've been through this before, when we switched from Chevrolet to Ford, having to change every car and the mindset and the things that you think about with the new rules this year. You know, we knew that we were going to have to be open-minded, didn't really know where we were going to start the season, and obviously we didn't start where we wanted to. But one of the strong qualities that our team has is the belief that we have in each other. You know, in our sport, communication of what you think is right, from a crew chief standpoint, engineer standpoint, it takes all those pieces to move something in a different direction. Aside from the mindset that you've been in for the last several years. So our team we've struggled before, but, you know, I think that, you know, limiting those dips and trying to make sure that you minimize the amount of time that you spend in the downside of the dip and in performance and get it back to where you need to be is one of the strengths of our team.
We're talking to Kevin Harvick. He's running for a championship this weekend. You mentioned your crew chief. So how much of this season, Kevin, is about the chemistry and the relationship you have with your crew chief, Rodney Childers?
A lot of it. You know, I think, you know, for us, we have a very unique relationship. We have a very similar background, very similar in age, both have kids. So there's a number of things that we get along and talk about outside of the racetrack, outside of racing. And, you know, the reason that I bring that up is I think it's important to spend time with each other outside of the racetrack, because in those casual conversations, there's always going to be something that comes up about the race car, and or something that you're, if you're sitting there watching the Xfinity race, there's always going to be more conversation that, that comes in those casual conversations. And so Rodney and I, you know, this is our sixth year that we've been together, and we have a bond and belief in each other that we can show up on any weekend, even when our cars aren't running good, and figure out how to put ourselves in position to be competitive, if not, you know, win the race. So, that crew chief driver relationship is what makes the good teams better than the other teams. You know, especially when you look within an organization and you have that chemistry. Chemistry and people are what it's all about.
Kevin Harvick joining me for a few more moments. You know, amazingly, despite all this, you've got some other things going on. You also have KHI Management. It's a sports marketing agency that reps a number of clients who have been on this show, in fact, including PGA golfer James Hahn, UFC star Cowboy Cerrone. In fact, I saw you tweeting about a Cowboy Conor McGregor fight. How eager are you to see that fight take place, and how do you see that going?
Well, you know, I see it going pretty good right now. Obviously, you know, I think Conor and Donald want to fight each other, and I think as you look at it, I think right now, I think everybody's just waiting on all the pieces to be put together. I know for us as an agency and Donald, we obviously want to see that happen, and you know, for me personally, I'd love to be a part of the event and go and see the whole show. So. You know, I think everything is moving along and still progressing, and we'd love to see Cowboy fight Conor.
Hey, Kevin, as a fan and as a businessman, what do you like about the UFC?
You know, I when we first got into the agency business, obviously Donald and I had a conversation, and it led to representing him, and we've had a great relationship. And I heard so many horror stories about having to deal with the UFC and Dana White. And so I went with Josh, who handles everything for Donald and I on a daily basis. And I said, well, I'm going to go to this meeting because I hear that they can be tough. It was the most professional, one of the most professional meetings that I've ever sat in my whole life. Dana White is a straight up, straightforward, good guy. He'll tell you exactly where they are, and you can be honest with him. And he has treated us like gold since the very beginning. So I love the competition in the UFC. I love the fact that, you know, one punch can make the underdog the hero. And there's just something that's, you know, intriguing about it to me from that side of things, from a competitive side of things, that just, you know, you just never know what's going to happen and enjoy watching.
Yes, I'm curious, like, what's it like for you when you watch one of your friends or one of your clients fight? I mean, are you comfortable or are you nervous the entire time? What's it like to sit through a fight?
Oh, it's the most uncomfortable thing that you could ever imagine. A guy that you know personally is getting in there, and the other guy wants to tear his head off. So, you know, I sit and you know, watch the fights with sweaty palms and nervous and heartbeats very, very high, you know, until whatever happens. So it definitely makes me way more nervous than driving a race car, I can promise you that.
Kevin Harvick, my guest. All right, so closing it out on Sunday would mean your second title in 5 years. Have you allowed yourself to think about what it would feel like and what that would mean?
You know, it's something that, you know, when I went to Stewart Haas Racing, the first thing that Tony Stewart and I talked about was we want to be competitive on a week-to-week basis, and we want to have a chance to at least race for championships, and that's what we've done over the last 6 years. And you know, when you look back at the chance of changing teams and changing scenery and all the things that you know, were hard decisions, you wind up looking back on that and saying, man, that was one of the best decisions that I've ever made in my career. So, you know, I think sometimes I try not to think about that stuff because we try not to talk about it, but obviously it's something that you have to talk about because it's a real possibility. But our guys are really good at staying focused on the week to week battle and week to week grind, but it's been very successful, and we've won 26 or 7 races, over the 6 years, and all-star race. And so it's been something that has been a lot of fun because I get along with all the people on the race team. Tony and Gene let me be a part of the week-to-week decisions, and you get to have a lot of input into the company as well. So it's been a lot of fun for me, and there's nothing like being competitive because in the end, that's what we do. You want to be competitive, and you want to win races.
He is the driver of the number 4 Busch Light Ford Mustang for Stewart Haas Racing and one of 4 drivers with a chance to win the championship on Sunday. It is the Ford EcoBoost 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway, Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Kevin, great to have you back. Appreciate all the time in that visit. Good luck this weekend.
All right, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you, Kevin. Always. Kevin Harvick. It's up to you, Alvin. I mean, by now it's a given. What it's like to deal with NASCAR, you know exactly what you're going to get.